91X News.
It's 11 degrees and cloudy at noon from the QNET Newsroom. Good afternoon. I'm Alana Pickerel. In local news, it's been reported that there will be no electoral reform for the next municipal election in Belleville. James Gaughan has the story.
Belleville City Council has decided that it will keep the first-past-the-post system for the next election in the city in 2018. Councillor Paul Carr explains why he thinks this is the right decision.
A referendum is the best way to gauge public opinion, and certainly when we're talking about the fundamental right of voting, everybody should have a say in what kind of format they want.
He says that most people probably would not understand a new system if it was implemented right now.
I know that federally they're talking electoral reform, and I think collectively the voting public is getting overwhelmed with all these various options.
Councillor Mitch Panchuk wanted to delay the decision on the issue for a few weeks so that the public could have their say.
A lot of people after the day after council meetings are always talking to me about what happened the night before, so I know they're watching, and it would have been a good chance to get some input.
By keeping the first-past-the-post system, though, it means that the person who gets the most votes wins the election. James Gaughan, QNET News, Belleville.
The pilot who died in the crash of a CF-18 near the Alberta-Saskatchewan boundary yesterday afternoon has been identified as Captain Thomas McQueen. Colonel Paul Doyle, the commanding officer of a four-wing Cold Lake, says McQueen was from Hamilton. Doyle says he was engaged and married to his fiancée that lives in the Cold Lake area. The Belleville Police Department was busy over the last 24 hours, answering a total of 55 calls. Police are reminding drivers to be alert when behind the wheel after an accident involving a deer last night. The single car accident happened on Old Highway No. 2 and Pointe Anne Lane. The driver suffered no injuries, but the deer was found dead. Around 1:30 a.m., police attended a downtown tavern regarding an altercation between three females. Investigations revealed that two patrons were playing pool when they were assaulted by another lone female. The parties that were assaulted had property stolen during the accident. The investigation is ongoing and robbery charges are pending. If you have any information regarding the incident, contact the Belleville Police Service or Quinte Crime Stoppers. In a Facebook post released this past weekend, the Kensington Police Service promised any drunk drivers will have to listen to Canada rock band Nickelback while riding in the backseat of a cruiser if they are arrested. Don Kelly has more.
A post on the police service's Facebook page promises drunk drivers will be listening to one of the maligned Canadian band's tunes while riding in the backseat of a cruiser if they're arrested. Constable Rob Hartland says, if you're foolish enough to get behind the wheel after drinking, then a tune performed by Nickelback is the perfect gift for you. He says if the department does not have to arrest anyone for impaired driving, it will avoid him having to ruin a perfectly good unopened copy of Nickelback. Don Kelly, The Canadian Press.
After an active shooting alert yesterday morning, Ohio State University is going out of their way to make students and staff feel more comfortable after the attack that left 11 victims hurt and the suspect dead. Reporter Ryan Burrow has more.
The university is offering counseling services during and after business hours for students, faculty, and staff still trying to get over what happened Monday morning.
I mean, I was over there. I actually saw the suspect. It was almost one of those things that you don't actually think it's happening at that time. It's like, what's actually happening?
Later this evening, a community healing event called Buckeye Strong will be held on campus at St. John Arena. Ryan Burrow, ABC News, Columbus.
Officials say four of the 11 victims taken to hospital after a car and knife attack in Ohio remain hospitalized, and police say they're investigating whether it was a terrorist attack. The Southern Poverty Law Center says in the 10 days immediately following the U.S. election, they recorded 867 hate crimes across the United States. The organization says teachers are also reporting increased incidents of bullying and harassments, with kids invoking President-elect Donald Trump's name. Along with other civil rights groups and the nation's largest teachers union, the SPLC, is releasing two reports today on the issue and is calling on Trump to denounce the crimes.
President-elect Donald Trump's own words have sparked incidents around the country and have had a profoundly negative effect on our schools.
The groups are also urging Trump to speak up for minorities and others. However, U.S. President-elect Donald Trump took to Twitter once again to release yet another controversial tirade. Reporter Aaron Katesti has more.
In a series of tweets, President-elect Trump singled out a reporter for questioning his baseless assertion that millions of people voted illegally. Mr. Trump nor his campaign have provided evidence of the voter fraud he has claimed. The president-elect also expressed a desire to punish those who burn the American flag. There must be consequences, he tweeted, perhaps a loss of citizenship or a year in jail. The Supreme Court has called burning a flag a First Amendment right.
It was not clear what prompted the tweet this morning. Tomorrow afternoon, Candace Mackerel will be visiting Loyalist College to talk about her 2015 documentary called The Grandfather of All Treaties. Last Wednesday, students gathered to watch her new film that highlighted a brief history about the two-row wampum belt. Join Mackerel tomorrow at noon at Loyalist College in the Wilkinson Theater. That's QNET News 91 to 1206 Sports is next.
If you're struggling to find a job, the next 30 seconds will change everything. Loyalist Community Employment Services will guide you to your next job for free. They will help you build a marketable resume, prepare you for interviews, support your job search, and help you access funding for training. There's your game changer.
This Employment Ontario program is funded in part by the Government of Canada.
Loyalist Community Employment Services. Start here. Dundas Street, Belleville, right beside Pinnacle.
Good afternoon, I'm Alana Pickrell with QNET Sports. The basketball courts were busy last night as the Golden State Warriors took on the Atlanta Hawks. The Warriors now have won a dozen straight games after holding off the Hawks 105-100 last night. Warriors forward Draymond Green says despite what people may think, they are still a very good defensive team after adding Kevin Durant.
The world says we traded our defense away when we got KD. I disagree. So I think our defense actually has the upside to be better.
And in a different court, the Toronto Raptors faced the Philadelphia 76ers. Kyle Lowry was deadly from long range, sinking all six three-pointers he attempted in Toronto's 122-95 win over Philadelphia. 76ers coach Brent Brown says it was tough playing the second of back-to-back games against a well-rested team.
We caught a team that was waiting for us, and they're a very, very, very good team, and they played like it. They were hard to score on, and they did a heck of a job of scoring themselves.
And in hockey, the St. Louis Blues faced the Dallas Stars last night in a game that resulted in overtime. St. Louis rebounded after giving up a two-goal lead to beat Dallas 4-3 in overtime. Stars defenseman Jamie Oelske says he takes the blame on the game-winning goal.
It's definitely difficult when you work so hard to kind of come back in a game like that and then, you know, give up a goal. And you know, I'll take responsibility for that one. I should have tightened up there. And I think, I just think top to bottom, we definitely fought back in that game.
And in New York, Thomas Hickey scored the winner as the Islanders beat the Calgary Flames 2-1 in overtime. John Travers scored the first period before assisting on Hickey's goals. Here's Matt Lowry as Hickey scores the game winner.
Down the slot, Tavares off the bench, walks in, can't get the shot off, curls above the left circle, backhanded in front, deflected on goal, they score! Mr. Overtime himself, Thomas Hickey, deflects it home, and the Islanders win it 2-1 in overtime!
The Oilers will host the Maple Leafs tonight in one of the 12 NHL games. Toronto beat Edmonton last time the two teams met with a score of 3-2 in overtime at the Air Canada Centre. The Oilers are coming off back-to-back losses to Arizona on the weekend. It's the first of three road games for Toronto as it begins its West Coast trip through Canada. Hockey Canada will announce its player for selection camp of the 2017 World Junior Hockey Championships today. Camp will be held on December 11th through the 14th in Blainville, Quebec, with the tournament taking place in Toronto. The Canadian squad that's picked will play an exhibition game December 23rd against Switzerland before opening the World Juniors on Boxing Day against Russia. There will be a victory parade today in the nation's capital to celebrate the Red Blacks winning the 104th Grey Cup. Ottawa Mayor Jim Watson took to Twitter just minutes after Ottawa beat Calgary 39-33 in overtime on Sunday to make the announcement. The Red Blacks are the first team in Ottawa to win the Grey Cup since the 96 Rough Riders. Send us your team or league scores. Email at qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville at 12:10 is 11 degrees and cloudy. QNET News on the air 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Alana Pickerel, News at 91X, next at 1:00.